of all things. So you want to be Shakespeare. Now, if you're an aspiring writer, you want to check this out. BYU's English department is sponsoring a writing contest for LDS High School students. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, 1,000 to 4,000 words, poetry, one poem or more for a total of 25 to 60 lines, personal essay, 700 to 2,500 words. Writers may submit only one entry per category. Your entry should be submitted between January 1, 2001 and February 1, 2001. For complete entry rules, contact Professor Elizabeth Walquist at capitalize R-E colon capitalize writing chair comma 3125 JKHB, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, 84602. You can also call her at 801-378-2440 or send email to Elizabeth underline Walquist, WHLQUIST at BYU.edu. The contest website is https://english.byu.edu/awards/LDS-capitalize/hs.htm. This is a wonderful time to be living here on Earth. Our opportunities are limitless. While there are some things wrong in the world today, there are many things right, such as teachers who teach, ministers who minister, marriages that make it, parents who sacrifice, and friends who help. We can lift ourselves and others as well when we refuse to remain in the realm of negative thought and cultivate within our hearts an attitude of gratitude. If ingratitude be numbered among the serious sins, then gratitude takes its place among the noblest of virtues. Well, could we reflect upon our lives as individuals, we will soon discover much to prompt our personal gratitude. President Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, May 1992, page 54. Grand ideas. Here are a few things you could do for your grandparents to show you love them. Shovel snow from your grandparents' steps and driveway. Rake their leaves or mow their lawn. Write a letter telling them how much they mean to you. Ask a grandparent to show you how to make a traditional family recipe. Learn to play or sing one of their favorite songs and perform it for them. Put up and take down holiday decorations. Just spend time with them. Rosemary Colombrero, 100 million strong. This year, the 100th million copy of the Book of Mormon was printed. After much sacrifice, the first edition of only 5,000 copies was printed in early 1830. Leadership tip. When we use our skills to serve, our talents are increased. Sister Mary Ellen Smoot, General President of the Relief Society, said, "When the Master asked for an accounting of the talents, he was pleased with the one who had two talents and gained two more. But he was not at all pleased with a servant who was given one talent and buried it in the earth. He took the talent from the servant and gave it to another." See Matthew chapter 25, verses 16 through 30. I fully believe that our talents are developed as we are called upon to serve. If we will faithfully accept the call, hidden talents will be discovered, such as love, compassion, discernment, being a good friend, peacemaker, teacher, leader, homemaker, writer, researcher. These are all talents. Ensign, November 1998, page 90. Miracle of the Quail. Turkey is an American traditional favorite during the holiday season, but do you have any quail on your holiday menu this year? In October of 1846, 640 saints had set up a temporary camp near Sugar Creek, Iowa, after mobs had forced them out of Nauvoo, Illinois. Many were ill, all were tired, some even died. They also lacked provisions. What has been called the miracle of the quail happened on the ninth of the month. Flocks of quail swarmed into the camp and fell at the feet of the saints, providing the saints with food to satisfy their hunger. The ancient Israelites received a similar blessing when the Lord caused quail to come to their camp and provide food. The next morning, Israel's camp also found manna on the ground to provide bread. See Exodus chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. End of the section of All Things.